the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So don't mistake my happy memories of growing up here in Waterloo, Iowa, as pining for the past. I recognize it's impossible to turn the clock back and to go back to a different day. Instead, I want this moment to serve as a reminder of the best of who we are as a nation and of what our values are and what it is to make America great, to recapture its best for the promise of the future. I want my candidacy for the presidency of the United States to stand for a moment when we, the people, stand once again for the independence from a government that has gotten too big and spends too much and has taken away too much of our liberties.
That's Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann officially launching her presidential campaign. It happened in Iowa. Sounds like a song, right? It happened in Iowa a long time ago. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We go to Fox and Neil Cavuto talking to pollster Pat Goodell about the news media's less than favorable response and impression of Michelle Bachmann.
No, they love to make fun of her. They're obsessed by her. What do you make of that?
Well, it's the, you know, inside the beltway media culture, the mainstream media culture, which, and I think the attitude, first of all, she's a woman, so therefore, and a Republican woman, so therefore she automatically falls under the category of someone to be dismissed or derided, and they like to make her out to be an idiot. She's not. She's a very smart woman. She was a tax lawyer. She has a great personal story. And, you know, sometimes she speaks metaphorically. Well, if you're in that category, you know, if you're the president, if you're a Barack Obama and you say there are 57 states, no one pays attention. But if you're her or Sarah Palin or someone they don't like, any mistake you make gets blown up. And we saw some of that yesterday, by the way.
Indeed. I'm wondering, our colleague Chris Wallace has gotten in a lot of heat.
Yes, he should, too. And by the way, he has no bigger admirer than me.
No.
Yesterday, he really...
That comment. I mean, for those who aren't aware, this is what caused all the hullabaloo. This is from Chris Wallace yesterday.
Are you a flake?
Well, I think that would be insulting to say something like that because I'm a serious person.
You understand when I say that's what the rap on you is.
Well, what I would say is that I am 55 years old. I've been married 33 years. I'm not only a lawyer, I have a postdoctorate degree in federal tax law from William & Mary.
All right. Well, look, Chris was prior to that going through the litany of misquotes and the statements from her, and he even later said that how he phrased that might have been an error. But what did you make of that?
What I made out of it is this: what they all say in the cocktail circuit. The Republican leadership doesn't like her. She's an outsider. Look, as I keep saying, we have a country in which we have a political class that 15-20% of the country believes in something, 80% the other way. She's from the 80%. She used to be denigrated. And Chris, who I said I admire greatly, but he really, and he apologized, I guess, formally. But it wasn't just that. If I had been her, we weren't talking about pushback. When he went through all the things, what I called the 15 minutes of gotcha, I would have said, by the way, now that we spent all your time doing gotcha questions, you mind if I say something about why I'm running for president and what's really important in America as opposed to what's important to you in Washington? This is what candidates don't do. They should push back. I did see Chris Christie doing that yesterday. He lets nobody push him around. And candidates have
to do
that.
So are you saying that Republicans are in the... I mean, she is the prominent female candidate running for it, the only one so
right.
far.
But they did. Look,
is there going to be a double standard?
Well, of course there's a double standard. They've been trying to make her out to be... When I first met Michelle Bachmann at a conference and talked to her, I assumed that she was what the media had made her out to be, Sarah Palin-like. And I said, you're not stupid. You're really smart. It was amazing to me. Now, I may not agree with her on all the issues. I don't.
But I've heard from even comedians who love the fact that she's in the race. And I've heard when they said the same, well, remember back in 1980, we hope Ronald Reagan runs and he's the nominee against Jimmy Carter.
Tell me about that.
Right. So why is there this fixation with people who they say we shouldn't be fixated on?
Because the media has stepped out of its role of being reporting and taken on the role. And I leave Chris out of this. This is not what we do at Fox. He was pushing her as the candidate.
Coming up, more on Michelle Bachmann and the apology she's gotten from Chris Wallace, which she doesn't seem ready to accept. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's not often motorists receive recognition for doing something right. During June, in support of National Safe Driving Month, Motorola Mobility will reward drivers who commit to responsible driving behavior through its Responsibility on the Road program. Eric Estrada, star of the classic TV hit show Chips, has more.
In select cities, Motorola has teamed up with law enforcement to give Motorola Bluetooth devices to select motorists who pledge to follow their state and local hands-free laws. During National Safe Driving Month, you can visit Facebook.com/Motorola to take the Responsibility on the Road pledge. In return, you'll receive 50% off Motorola Bluetooth hands-free devices.
Hands-free devices like the Motorola Roadster make it easy to make calls or receive and respond to a text message while keeping your hands on the wheel. For more information, visit Motorola.com/Roadster.
How do we celebrate summer? Saving money with e-values.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club e-value saving celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. E-values at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Somebody said I should apologize for what I said about Michelle Bachmann, and I am going to stick to my guns, at least at the moment. I think she's a lightweight, and it's too bad the Tea Party could do with somebody really cool. Here's Jonathan Karl talking to Michelle Bachmann about the launch of her campaign.
For Bachmann, this kickoff could not come at a better time. There is no Republican candidate with more energy and more momentum right now than Michelle Bachmann.
Meet the new frontrunner in Iowa.
I don't have a teleprompter. I don't know if you noticed that up here. President Bachmann may be retiring that thing, by the way, when I get to the White House.
To make her big announcement, Michelle Bachmann is making a triumphant return to the place she was born, Waterloo, Iowa.
Welcome home!
Bachmann is known as a take-no-prisoners conservative, dubbed Queen of the Tea Party this week by the conservative Weekly Standard magazine.
My husband.
Here in Iowa, she is talking family, introducing her husband, Marcus, four of her five children,
there they are.
And even her 80-year-old mom.
Now you know that I came by my height honestly.
After stealing the show at the last Republican debate,
we need everybody to come together because we're going to win.
Bachmann is no longer considered a fringe candidate. In fact, a new Des Moines Register poll has her in a statistical tie with Mitt Romney for first place. And she trounces Romney among the conservative voters who dominate the Iowa caucuses. In an interview with ABC News, Bachmann touted her uncompromising brand of politics.
I know you may not see it, Carl, but this is a titanium spine back here.
Titanium spine.
I have a titanium spine, and I will stand strong for those values that I learned here in Iowa, and I'm going to take that voice to the White House.
Now, is there a suggestion that some of those other Republicans running don't exactly have titanium spines?
All I know is that I have one.
With her new frontrunner status also comes more scrutiny.
Are you a flake?
Well, I think that would be insulting to say something like that.
Chris Wallace later apologized for asking that question.
I messed up. I'm sorry.
Do you accept his apology?
Well, I think that it's insulting to insinuate that a candidate for the president is less than serious. I'm a very serious individual. I have a very strong background, a strong resume.
But do you accept his apology? He apologized to you.
Those are the small issues. I'm focused on the big one.
But thank you. So apology not accepted, apparently. Now, about 24 hours after the announcement today, Sarah Palin is going to be making her first visit of the year to Iowa. Some see Palin and Bachman as potential rivals. But when I asked a prominent Bachman supporter here in Iowa about Palin, his response was, who?
From MSNBC, Tamron Hall and correspondent Mark Murray talk about Michelle Bachman's campaign launch.
It's interesting, Mark, that she noted, in her opinion, the Tea Party is not this right wing of the Republican Party. She says disaffected Democrats, independents, all kinds make up that party, which, of course, we know she needs more than the right wing of her party if she plans to survive.
Well, that's right. And that's a line that she's been using for several years now. And she also debuted at that June debate in New Hampshire. She clearly wants to tap into the vein of the Tea Party, and whether it's made up of 90% conservative Republicans or 80% conservative Republicans. But she wants to be that person. In her speech, it was interesting saying that I'm not just a social conservative, I'm not just a fiscal conservative, I'm also a Tea Party conservative. And Tamron, there is a very big void in the Republican field right now. Somebody who can really be that Tea Party candidate. It's not really Mitt Romney. It's right now. It's not Tim Pawlenty. It certainly isn't John Huntsman. And right now, Michelle Bachman has that ability to be that Tea Party candidate. Of course, how that plays in other states like the New Hampshire primary, it remains to be seen. But that's clearly her motive right here.
The Des Moines Register poll shows Romney 23%, Michelle Bachman 22%. And then you mentioned Herman Cain, 10, Gingrich, Ron Paul at 7, and Tim Pawlenty at 6%. That is obviously bad news for Governor Pawlenty. What do we make of the success that Michelle Bachman, Congressman Bachman, had in this poll? Is it location, location, her ties to that state?
It's two things. It's location. She did grow up in Waterloo, as she's been making clear today. But it's also ideology. She is really fitting in with that conservative Iowa caucus goer. You mentioned Tim Pawlenty's 6% there. That was disappointing. On the good news for him, there's nowhere to go but up. And it's worth noting that in the 2007, at this same stage where the Iowa poll was taken, Mike Huckabee, who ended up winning the Iowa caucuses, was at 4%. So Tim Pawlenty says that the most important poll right now would be the poll at the very end when that contest is held. Yeah. But certainly when you're looking at things right now, it's not good news for
him. Let's talk about the money game. We will learn more about how much these campaigns have been able to raise. By all accounts, we know that Mitt Romney will be the lead when it comes to the dollar figure. But Michelle Bachman, again, formidable when you look at how much money she can raise there.
Well, that is one of her big advantages. In her House race in the 2010 cycle, she raised $13.5 million. That's an astounding amount for a House candidate, and she has a network that she can go into. She's also going to be able to roll over nearly $2 million from that House account in 2010 to her presidential. Of course, she's only been in the race for a couple of weeks now, so she's not going to get close to the amount that Mitt Romney is.
Right.
We'll be able to get a glimpse of, just in 2 weeks as a candidate, how much she was able to bring in.
Coming up, more on the new Iowa poll that shows Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachman in a virtual tie. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television. That's why we call this the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're reviewing some of the hot hits in talk radio. Here are radio hosts Bill Handel and Rich Marotta talking about the poll in Iowa, which shows that Bachman and Romney kind of neck and neck.
This is interesting. The Iowa poll just came out, and Michelle Bachman is head-to-head with Mitt Romney. Now, considering it's the Iowa poll, considering who she is, let me bring Rich in here for a moment who can give us some analysis here. Is this any surprise that she moved into the lead has the same rating, has the same success as Mitt Romney?
Not to me, Bill. And in fact, I think she'll win there. You know, this is not the straw poll. Now, let's make that clear. This was a newspaper poll, the Des Moines Register poll, which showed that her and Romney were running statistically even, 23-22. So it's a statewide poll. The straw poll will be taking place in August, and that's a significant event where people actually show up and cast votes. It's not the caucus. That's still, you know, down the line. But it gives you some idea of what way it's going. As far as it being a surprise, no, I don't think so. I don't think Romney, first of all, is competing as heavily, you know, as he did 4 years ago when he threw a ton of money in there and it derailed his nomination when Huckabee won. But and Bachman is, you know, she's a native daughter of the state, and I think, you know, she's got a lot of cachet there, and her views reflect the kind of culture that Iowa has politically.
Now, Iowa doesn't have a primary, does it?
The caucus, no, it has a caucus.
A caucus. Now, the caucus are people selected by, I get, the party or by precinct. How does that work? How do you get on the caucus?
Anybody can be in the caucus if you're a registered voter in that party. So you show up, basically. But you have to be, you know, you have to be willing to go out of your house, spend a night, you know, argue it out, and then cast a vote at the end of the night for your candidate. So the caucuses are different. They're kind of a real old school Democratic institution. And some of the states still have them besides Iowa. Nevada has a caucus, for example. But it's not where you just go into a voting booth and you vote a secret ballot type thing.
But it's also not political back channel, back room kind of situation.
That's right. Oh, no, it's very democratic.
It is an open vote, right?
Exactly, yeah. But you're voting in front of all your friends and neighbors of that one.
Here's Barry Young along with his partner Michelle Larson talking about how Michelle Bachman has become so popular so quickly.
She's becoming, I don't want to say more of a professional politician. She's definitely been professional. Michelle Bachman, Michelle, and I'm not trying to insult her, but she was kind of the Anthony Weiner of the right. She's on all the cable news shows. She never says no to an interview request. She's a bomb thrower. She'd go on and kind of start lobbing things, many of them ridiculous and untrue, as we've since learned. But that's kind of where her part in politics was. That's where she became so popular. She'd go on Fox and say things about Democrats that other Republicans wouldn't feel comfortable saying in public. And she became a star because of it.
Well, let me respond to that. You know, when people tell you to get out ahead of something.
Yeah.
Don't be on the defense. Get out ahead of it. Ms. Bachman's problem, the congresswoman's problem, was she got so far out ahead of it that sometimes there was no fact-checking involved.
Right.
And, you know, the stuff just went out there.
She did. Look, and there's a history of politicians on the federal level who do this. They love the attention. They love getting on TV. They get a following when you do that because a lot of folks love the bomb throwers. They love anybody who will come out and just rip the other side relentlessly. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. Just throw it out there. Anthony Weiner did that on the left. That's what he did on the left. He'd go on Fox. He'd go on MSNBC. He'd go anywhere and rip the right. That's what he did.
Let me just differentiate those two by saying she does it with graciousness.
No.
She does it with bombast.
Nah, she did it with bombast, too, though, if you look at some of the things that she said. I mean, she did it. She's the one who called. She said that many members of Congress were anti-American. I mean, that's not doing it with graciousness. She did it. She was a bomb thrower. My point, though, is she's changing that perception now. And you can see the effect of professional handlers on how she reacts in public.
Coming up, we take a look at some of the other Republican candidates on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
With IBM's Masters of Business Change, I'm Bill Crawford. One company is addressing business challenges with a new leadership program focused on critical analytical thinking, innovative design thinking, and personal leadership. Bonnie Fetch, Director of People and Organizational Development at Caterpillar, has more.
We are developing a robust leadership program which will benefit us at all levels. It includes formal learning, on-the-job experiences, coaching and feedback, as well as action learning. We believe better leaders will create a better employee and customer experience.
The flagship element of the program, called Digging Deep, is designed to prepare future Caterpillar leaders for executive-level positions. It combines the expertise of current executives with the academic expertise from Stanford University.
Participants build key skills and gain experience through activities centered around our corporate social responsibility mission to enable access to basic human needs, education, and a sustainable environment.
Soon, Caterpillar will post more information at cat.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite. What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review. The field of Republican presidential candidates is front and center. Here, radio man Denny Schaefer, along with Jim Parker, talking to a caller about Mitt Romney and John Huntsman, whether Americans are willing to vote for anybody who's a Mormon.
Your contention is, Jim, is that a Mormon is not electable. We can elect a Catholic, we can elect a black man, but we can't elect
a Mormon.
We
can elect a woman, not a Mormon. Love them on bikes, great folks. Nobody's voting for a Mormon.
All right, let's go to Gene. What are you making of the whole Romney and he can't get elected because he's a Mormon?
I was listening to your producer there, and, you know, I mean, I agree with his thoughts, but I don't agree with, I'm not a big Romney fan, but it's not because he's a Mormon. You can't discriminate against someone because of their religion.
But I'm not, look, Gene, I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about smart people like you. I'm talking about the stupid masses out there, not the people that listen to this radio station, that don't know anything and are just looking at this. They might think about who they're voting for president for 5 minutes, if that. And they're like, what's this guy? He's a Mormon. I'm out. I'm voting for Obama. I'm staying home.
Well, first of all, then that really says more about the masses out there.
Sure.
If that's the mindset. And then secondly, if they're that dumb, they don't know what Mormons are. I mean,
you're
Mormons,
absolutely right. Mormons are great people. I love them. I think it's weird they don't drink or drink coffee. But outside of that, they're fantastic folks. I just think no one knows anything about them, or what they do know is probably that surface view that I have, and they're not going to vote for them.
Yeah, well, I think that it's up to us to rail against that, because there are lots of those, I should say, niche religions like Amish. Like, you can pick 100 of them that if someone were to choose to run, and it would be strange for an Amish to run because they don't like electricity, but if they choose to run, you say, okay, what are your positions, and that's it. And if people say anything else, we need to fight against that.
Boy, I think people know more about the Amish, Denny, than they know about Mormons.
I don't think Amish ever run for political office.
That's what I mean.
Ever run?
I just threw that up. No, they have this big thing against electricity, so it really hurts their chances of running, getting on the air, blah, blah, blah.
But it would be cool to see somebody, going across the country in a horse and carriage trying to get the word out.
They put up campaign barns.
I think Romney's a chameleon. That's why I don't like him. I think he sticks his finger up in the wind and says, okay, what do you want me to be today? And I'll be it. I don't like that aspect, but I mean, that's not his religion. That's his politics.
That's all politicians, though. They all change. Look what Obama ran on. Look what, you know, any candidate runs on. And then when they get in there, when they govern, it's usually different.
On Fox, Gretchen Carlson talks to Herman Cain about the criticism he's gotten for having no political experience.
Do you think that it's ironic that obviously you have this tremendous business experience behind you, and so many people are saying, we need somebody who's run a business before to be president of the United States. But do you feel it's ironic that at the same time, they're now saying, but he doesn't have political experience, and yet America elected somebody with not a lot of political experience?
Right.
How do you respond to that?
Look at all that political experience we have in Washington, D.C. How's it working? It's a mess. The thing that people see in my candidacy is that all of this business experience means problem-solving experience. When I was at Pillsbury, they gave me a big problem to solve, and I was able to fix it with a good team. When I went to Burger King, I had the worst-performing region in Burger King. I was able to make it the best-performing with the right team. Then I went to Godfather's. It was about to go bankrupt. I was able to fix it with the right team. Mm-hmm. Therein lies what I bring to the office of the presidency. Number one, make sure you're working on the right problems. Secondly, surround yourself with good people.
All right, so if you were in charge right now, and you were tackling the debt crisis.
Yes.
I want you to listen to how the president says that he will tackle it. Listen to this.
We can't simply cut our way to prosperity. We need to do what's necessary to grow our economy, create good middle-class jobs, and make it possible for all Americans to pursue their dreams.
What do you think about that?
He's right about one thing. We can't just cut our way to prosperity. We've got to grow jobs. Unfortunately, his plans didn't work, and they won't work because he hasn't put anything in the engine. This whole rhetoric about grow green jobs is a deception on the American people, in my opinion. That might happen 15 or 20 years from now, but today, businesses need some certainty, and businesses need some incentive to start to grow.
So if you were president right now, would you have gotten involved in the debt talks sooner than he did?
How about a year ago? They knew that this was going to happen a year ago. I think that it is bad leadership to wait until it's a crisis and then to say, maybe I need to get in. No, they saw this coming a year ago. And as a leader, what you do is you anticipate some of these problems and you put together a plan. So a year ago, I would have had a plan that would have said, okay, we see this coming, folks, if the economy doesn't turn around. Number one, make sure that we pay all the interest on the debt so we don't default or pay more interest. Number two, let's make sure we pay our military and their families. Number three, make sure people get their Social Security checks. Number four, make sure that people's Medicare bills get paid and Medicaid. Then everything else is on the table. And then you would be able to avoid this crisis.
Up next, we shift our focus to the debate over the budget and the debt ceiling. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
It's not often motorists receive recognition for doing something right. During June, in support of National Safe Driving Month, Motorola Mobility will reward drivers who commit to responsible driving behavior through its Responsibility on the Road program. Eric Estrada, star of the classic TV hit show Chips, has more.
In select cities, Motorola has teamed up with law enforcement to give Motorola Bluetooth devices to select motorists who pledge to follow their state and local hands-free laws. During National Safe Driving Month, you can visit Facebook.com/Motorola to take the Responsibility on the Road pledge. In return, you'll receive 50% off Motorola Bluetooth hands-free devices.
Hands-free devices like the Motorola Roadster make it easy to make calls or receive and respond to a text message while keeping your hands on the wheel. For more information, visit Motorola.com/Roadster.
On the Talk Radio Countdown, here are hosts E.J. Becker and Ellen Schenck talking to Deputy White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest over raising the debt ceiling.
Can you tell us about the status of the debt ceiling talks? Because, of course, last week, Eric Cantor from the House, he pulled out. Vice President Joe Biden's been leading the whole thing, but now it's on the president's desk.
Sure. And, you know, look, E.J., the reason they're having these talks in the first place is because the president gave a speech a few months ago saying that bipartisan leaders in the House and the Senate needed to sit down with the administration and have a conversation about where we can find common ground to make some significant cuts to spending, to find a balanced approach to ensuring that the government lives within our means. And that's what they've been doing. And what they've done is they've worked hard, and by all accounts, they've worked hard to find some important common ground. They're not all the way there. And so the president has started to become personally involved. And so he is now, he met last week with Speaker Boehner and Leader Pelosi. This morning, he's going to meet later today with Majority Leader Harry Reid, the Democrat leader in the Senate, and then later in the day with Mitch McConnell later today, the Republican leader in the Senate, to really sort of work through this process of reviewing what the small group, the Biden group, has gotten done, but also figuring out what else we can do so that we can make a significant down payment on ensuring that the government lives within our means.
Josh, is this
doing it in a balanced way?
Is this anything of any way slight to Joe Biden, considering he was heading this until basically Eric Cantor walked out?
No, I don't think so, because what's clear, and even Eric Cantor himself has admitted this, they've made significant progress in terms of identifying a lot of areas of savings that I don't think either side loves, but both sides recognize that we need to take. So I think that's a pretty significant accomplishment. Both sides knew from the beginning that the way that this deal was going to actually get done, that it's going to have to be consummated by the leaders of each group, the president, the speaker of the House, and the majority leader in the Senate. Neither of those three individuals was part of the Biden group. The Biden group was an effort to get started, to really sort of dig down the details, find the areas of common ground. And I actually don't think that it necessarily means that the Biden group is never going to meet again, because probably to get a final deal done, there may be some more details that have to be worked out, and that's easier to get done in that small group than it is among the three leaders.
Here's Greg Garrison on his radio program talking to Congressman Todd Rokita of Indiana about the battle of the budget, the debt ceiling, and how the congressman thinks both could be solved by reforming the tax code. Yes, yes.
Where is that process right now? You've got two things that are married to each other. One's the debt ceiling argument, and the other one is the budget, and they are inexorably bound, it seems to me.
That's true, and the reason I like that is because the budget, remember the Republicans, for the first time, anybody in a long time, has actually passed a budget, so we can get off these continuing resolutions, these CRs. The Senate hasn't passed a budget for nearly 800 days, but we passed a budget, and in that budget, it wasn't just for the year ahead. We put a roadmap, what we call a path to prosperity, that would, over several years, too many in my opinion, but we talked about that before, Greg, put permanent and structural reform into the federal government and its programs, especially Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, so that we would get the not only the budget balanced after a while, long while, but then pay off the debt that we owe within a generation. So we're looking for permanent and structural reform to be tied to any debt ceiling increase. And so that's why I kind of like our budget being a part of that negotiation. Now, what was not in our budget that is a huge sticking point right now is the idea of tax increases. I and certainly most of the freshmen and most of the caucus, I think all the caucus, thinks that Washington has a spending problem. Washington doesn't have a revenue problem. And when you're getting one-fifth of everything this country produces as a federal government, one-fifth, 20%, that's the average since World War II. Yeah, that's about 18, 19%, but, you know, in that ballpark. We think Washington has enough revenue. So, but where I think there's some common ground, Greg, even on the tax increase issue, is that we're the Republicans, especially this one, is for tax simplification. We have a tax code that, you know, you and I, as practicing attorneys,
you need to hire somebody. Matches, though, is what you need. You need a book of matches and some charcoal lighter if you want to simplify the tax code, because there's just reams of it that need simply to be thrown away.
Well, the idea is to start with getting rid of preferential treatment for any industry or any company. Get rid of the deductions, including the personal ones. And so the sticking point there was, well, do you get rid of the home deduction? Well, maybe the second home deduction. Maybe you cap the first home mortgage deduction at $1 million or so, but you try to get off that slippery slope, get rid of these deductions, simplify the tax code. Even, you know, I'd like to hear a good debate on the House floor about the fair tax, which I'm very interested in, but I don't think that's going to be part of this debt ceiling. But if the Democrats would see a tax increase in what we call tax simplification, getting rid of the deductions, where some companies and some individuals' taxes would go up because they're not benefiting from these deductions anymore. I think that's common ground there, and I'd work with it. And I would probably go against my what Grover Nordquist, who's American for Tax Reform, believes would be a tax increase if we can simplify this tax code and get rid of these deductions.
Here is J.P. Pritchard. He's a radio guy with Lana Hughes. And they have with them Colin Hanna, who's from Let Freedom Ring, an organization that wants politicians to agree to deal with a budget before making any deals on the debt ceiling.
As lawmakers in D.C. debate whether or not to raise the debt limit, there is a growing effort to get these lawmakers to pledge not to raise the ceiling without conditions.
Joining us live to talk more about the pledge and the effort is Let Freedom Ring President Colin Hanna. Mr. Hanna, tell us first of all about your cut, cap, and balance endeavor here.
Our website is cutcapbalancepledge.com, and I encourage your listeners to go there because you can learn a lot and really track this issue closely. But basically, the concept is that we want to use this temporary crisis to create a permanent solution. I think that the public, which is tuned in to the importance of this particular debt ceiling issue, crisis, whatever you want to call it, brinksmanship, at a higher degree than ever before. And therefore, I think there's a great opportunity to actually make a permanent fix. Now, how do you get a permanent fix? The only way to have a truly permanent fix is to have a balanced budget amendment in the Constitution, and not the kind of balanced budget amendment that almost got it put in the Constitution 15 years ago, which was a balanced budget amendment that simply specified that revenues and expenditures should match, because that's actually a recipe for future tax increases, but rather a balanced budget amendment that includes the elements of a cap on federal spending expressed as a percentage of our total economy or GDP, and a supermajority requirement to either increase taxes or increase the debt ceiling.
Colin, how many people have signed on so far?
About 40,000 citizens have signed on. And then, of course, we have senators and members of Congress. But we're at 39,373 citizens, 12 senators, 20 House members, and we started it last week.
Coming up next, the debate changes to the drawdown of Afghanistan troops. Up next, here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen talking about the things that talkers are talking about, and that includes the president's plan to draw down troops in Afghanistan. Here's Dave Visor, who has a talk radio program. He has as his guest Congressman Richard Hanna of New York, and they have some concerns they talk about.
Let's talk about President Obama's speech on Afghanistan last week. He's drawing down the support there, but even the numbers that will be there next year will still be above when he came into office. What's your take on the situation with Afghanistan?
Well, I fundamentally agree with the president that we need to draw down the troops. I think the quantity is the question. I believe that Afghanistan is largely a decentralized tribal country. It's existed for thousands of years that way, and I think we should shift a counterterrorism approach in Afghanistan using intelligent operations, drones, and limited troops. And I think that the important thing is that we need a regional border security that focuses on stable Pakistan and safeguards against nuclear terrorism. So I think we can do that without the enormous presence of ourselves in Afghanistan. That's my opinion. I think the president probably shares that. I would probably draw down troops a little faster than he is, and I think most people would. But you know, oftentimes you have to defer to those people that have more information. Right. And I think that for the moment, the president has made his decision. I would like to see it happen faster, but I'm comfortable that we are at least drawing down. And we're spending $10 billion a month in Afghanistan. We should be nation building at home. Of course, the president said that. I agree with that, too. We simply cannot continue these wars of choice around the world.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I wonder if he's doing the drawdown solely because of Pakistan without saying Pakistan's a real concern for us based on, of course, the recent killing of Osama bin Laden and just this general concern that they're not as much of an ally as we may have thought.
Well, and you have to ask yourself, if they're not as much of an ally as we thought, how does that change our strategy in Afghanistan? Some would argue that it makes our presence in Afghanistan more important. I personally think that we need to focus on securing the nuclear weapons that are there as best we can. We have to engage Pakistan. Yeah. I think that it's important that we fight terrorism around the world. But how we go about that may not be the way we're doing it now, with so many boots on the ground.
Talk host Richard Dixon here with terrorism expert Jeffrey Atticott about the president's plan.
How do you feel about the President Obama's plan?
Well, I mean, it's a non-plan. It's a political speech he gave. I was counting the number of times he thumped the desk there. He seemed extremely nervous because he knows that it's a bunch of nonsense. If you go to war, you go to war to win. He never mentioned the word victory in the entire address, and that's problematic. If we're at war, we win, they lose. I mean, this is real simple. There are three objectives in this war against al-Qaeda when we went into Afghanistan. One was to close down the al-Qaeda training camps where they planned 9/11, where they had trained about 50,000 foot soldiers. President Bush did that. Number two was to drive the Taliban out of power that allowed the al-Qaeda to operate on their soil. President Bush did that. And number three was to kill Osama bin Laden, and President Obama did that under his watch. So we've accomplished all three objectives. I'm not sure what the president wants to do other than play politics, because it's very curious that he's going to take all the soldiers out in the surge, the Obama surge, right before the election, about 2 months before the election, and that's not a coincidence. He is, in my opinion, playing politics. What he needs to do is take the tactical victory that we achieved by killing Osama bin Laden, and he should have got to, before the nation, said, look, we've accomplished all the goals. We have done what we wanted to do, and we're leaving. We cannot rebuild Afghanistan, and the president kind of recognized that in his speech. He talked about the Taliban, which is the Taliban, and how they're going to be included in a new government. I mean, the guy's got to be kidding. You know, we've been fighting these people, and now we're going to include them in the new government when we leave them in. And he says, you know, everything's going to be peaches and roses by 2014. Trust me. How can you predict what's going to happen in a war? It's just a bunch of nonsense. This is not how you run a war. It's how you do a Harvard term paper on you know, nuancing different things. But in the war, you have to emerge victorious. Under his strategy, we lose. Because when we leave in 2014 or whatever date it is, the narrative is going to be that we were driven out. And that's what the Islamic radicals are going to say. We drove the Soviets out. We drove you out. If we leave now and withdraw the massive forces we have there as quickly as possible, then the narrative will be we won and they lost. And then, of course, the message to the radical Islamic extremists that if you attack us again, we'll come back and crush you again. Taliban has never tried to attack anybody outside their borders. They just want to drive foreigners out. It was the al-Qaeda that attacked them. The Taliban allowed them to operate. But you're never going to defeat the Taliban. It's just simply not going to happen. We only control about 29 provinces in Afghanistan right now. There's 280 provinces. It simply cannot be, and we are going to be defeated under the Obama plan.
Find out more about all of the items. All three of them are front and center at DougStephan.com.